Welcome to the Merch Lifestyle Podcast, where we're building freedom-based businesses in the print-on-demand industry. Broadcasting to you from around the world, here are your hosts, Spencer and Shannon.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to another Merch Lifestyle episode. This is Spencer, just giving you a quick heads up on these supplier reviews that I've done. They are mostly optimized for video because I've really tried to show our audience the actual color and the actual shirts and the packaging and walk through some of these suppliers' websites. So you can find a lot of the video content over on our YouTube channel. To make it better for a podcast listening experience, I've timestamped all of the relevant sections so that you can skip ahead to things that you find most valuable so you don't have to just listen to me describe the color of a shirt. So anyways, I'll let you guys get into the episode. Thanks so much for listening, and please let me know what you think. Hey guys, Spencer here from Merch Lifestyle, bringing you the first in a series of print-on-demand supplier reviews. Today we have Printora versus Printful, and they look the same, but we'll get into that. Before we get started though and dig into the details, the reason I'm doing this video series is because we're talking about choosing a supplier for your print-on-demand business, which is one of the most important decisions that you can make in starting your print-on-demand business. Your supplier is going to control everything from the quality of the product to the sizing to what products you can offer and where they're going to ship. They're also going to be a huge factor in how much money you're going to make, how easy it's going to be to sell your products on other marketplaces, how easily you can add other products and your designs, really how passive your business is going to be, and so much more. So I'm going to be completely honest up front through this series. I'm using Printful for most of my print-on-demand sales outside of my Merch by Amazon business. And the reason I'm setting it up as a Printful versus XYZ supplier is because I am on the hunt for someone who's better. I want to find a supplier that's going to get me better margins, better pricing, better customer service, everything. And I'm not married to the idea of sticking with Printful if they're not going to be the best for me. And while I go on this journey of finding out the nitty-gritty details and documenting it, I want you guys to learn from that as well. So you can expect an honest, unbiased opinion from me in each one of these videos. Each of these videos is going to be broken into just two parts. The first part is going to be the quality review, where we're going to unbox these this huge pile of shirts that we have from all the manufacturers, and we're going to look at the actual print quality. We're going to look at the fit, feel of the fabric and the different products, so you can take a look at it for yourself. If you're interested in that part, that'll be the initial part of the video, and I'll timestamp that below. Second part will be the business review. We're going to look at some pricing examples. We'll look at integrations. We'll look at their mock-up engine, how easy the site is to use, etc. And then we'll wrap it all up with a overall summary of which one would be better for a couple different use cases. So both of those parts will be timestamped below. Feel free to check out one or both based on what interests you most. But before I talk anymore, we should get right into it. Keep these short and sweet. Let's get started. All right, let's get started. This is Printful right here. One thing I really like about their packaging is that it's pretty much completely white labeled. The only thing that your customer is going to see that ties like this package to your company is this little line right here. And then the return address is Printful's, but you can actually even change that to your own address if you want. So you're, for all intents and purposes, your customer only sees this as coming from what your brand is and not from Printful, which is really cool. Pretty small, pretty subtle, which is good for just a normal medium white t-shirt. So let's check it out. Inside, shirt is bagged up nicely. So take it out. This is what we've got to work with here. So this is the Merch Lifestyle test design. Comes out pretty nice. We'll do a little bit deeper dive in a second so you can see more of the details, but first impressions, happy with the color. Looks like clean lines. And then let's take a look at what Printora's got, and then we'll kind of zoom in and really take a look at some of the colors on each. Same packaging as you saw in the beginning of the video, Printora, same style where you're seeing the return address to New York and then your company name there, which I've grayed out. Good package size, nice and light. So this one doesn't come with an extra bag. It comes with just a packing slip that'll tell you what's in there. You can put a little message in there to your customer if you like. And this is actually kind of cool. This is a garment care document. It's basically saying wash inside out with cold water. If ironing is necessary, iron it inside out and don't bleach it and tumble dry on low. So this is actually really cool for your customers to get. So that's a nice plus for Prenora. This is what their shirt looks like. And you know, I'm excited to dig into this one because I can tell right off the bat the colors are already way darker than Printful. And there's some questions about, you know, some of the cleanness of the lines and some things. So let's cut these side by side and really dig in and see where they're different. This will be good. All right, so this is our low budget desktop take on Printful on the top versus Printora. As you can see right away, there's a bit of a difference in color. I think it's most obvious when we overlay the Printful lifestyle look over Printora, and you can see that the colors on the Printful one are much brighter. Let's take the S for example. You can see a subtle gradient shift throughout the whole design, whereas on the Printora, it kind of looks just like a purple block with a little bit of lighter purple up top there too. So the Printful one is a little bit more subtle on changes in color, I think. So I would give the edge to Printful on color. It's a little bit brighter as well. And then when we take a look at, this stands out a little bit more on the brighter color. When we look at Printful being on top, one thing that stands out to me about this is the, specifically on the H, it looks a little bit fuzzy around the border as compared to the Printful one. And I'll try to zoom in. You can see on the top, it just looks a little bit cleaner and more crisp, whereas on the bottom, it's fuzzed out a little bit more. So I would say the edge overall, just on the really clean lines, goes to Printful as well. I think both look good, but if I were to, well, let's reserve our judgment for the second part of the test, and we'll do that with the little bit harder parts of the design. Okay, so this is the hard part of the design. I tried to throw in a couple different graphics that would challenge the printers and really bring out some differences, and I'm excited. It really looks like they have in this one. So again, the top is our Printful and our bottom is our Printora. On the star graphic, this one is interesting because if you're looking at the Printful one versus Printora, it's an entirely different color. It's entirely different color than what the design is. And actually, Printora is closer to that. Printful is putting out a blue here where the design is clearly more of a purple. So even though the purple in Printora is faded out, I think it's a more accurate representation of the color. When we look at the kind of holographic diamond, again, on this print, the two things stand out. The brightness for Printful is really a little bit better. And then that fuzziness on the border, it almost looks like the black lines there are a little bit faded out. I'll try to hold both and zoom in on that a little bit so we can see. But just the lines look a little bit more faded here, whereas the Printful ones are really, really super crisp. So I think that's a plus for Printful on the cleanliness of the lines. Let's go take a look at this. The mama bear here in the Nano logo. Okay, so let's start with the Nano logo. In my design, there's like a really subtle gradient that I put in place, and here's Printful on the right, Printora on the left, that keeps the circle intact. And you can see with Printora, that bottom circle is almost completely gone, and there's even a bit of a purple that makes its way into the color here. So that's just kind of a really strange effect. And it is known that if you're going to be doing a gradient, that it's not the best to be doing that with direct to garment, and that you might want to have an underlayer of color. But I thought Printful really handled that subtle gradient better. I think with the Printora here, it kind of deleted part of the graphic, whereas you know, the logo is most representative of the actual design submitted with the Printful one. Now, if we take a look at the classic, everyone knows the mama bear print, right? So this one is actually pretty glaring. with Printful being here on the right, it's like a nice deep red color, and the Print Aura version is way, way darker. I think the true design color is really captured much better by Printful. However, if I can get it to focus here, there is a little bit of like a design bleed here on the leg, whereas Print Aura actually gets that right through the whole design. So Printful is not without fault, although they did do a way, way better job, in my opinion, of representing the color way more accurately and brightly, which is great. Next up, we have the GOAT, the greatest of all time, represented here. So I wanted to do a face represented because that's something that people try to do sometimes, and it can get screwed up if you're not using a good printer. I think with Print Aura, you know, LeBron's face here is darker than I wanted it to be on the print. It's not, his features aren't as well represented, and it's a little bit confusing what his expression is. Whereas on the Printful one, it's much more clear. You can make out his eyes, and it's just a little bit more crisp and accentuated. Even the actual GOAT has more color to it than the Print Aura version. So I would give, if you're doing like a highly detailed one or maybe a person, I would give the Printful design definitely the edge on that. And then the last part here, just looking at the pool, a really tough color to nail accurately. I think the truth lies somewhere in the middle. I think both printers showed an ability to represent the graphic well, but no one really nailed the color spot on. So again, just the difference here, and you can see between the stars, Printful is going to get a little bit lighter. This Print Aura just seems to have printed darker all around. So to summarize, as you can see, Printful on the top here. Long story short, Printful, you're going to get a lighter color. You're probably going to get a little bit cleaner lines and a little bit more detail on things like the face, on things like a geometric print that rely on like a really crisp line. Although sometimes you may experience just a little bit of bleeding. I would say overall, Print Aura, you know, a little bit of a darker, less vibrant color to it. It looks a little like poorer quality on the different lines. It just looks a little bit faded. And then, you know, clearly they struggle with the gradients matching that as accurately. Although gradients aren't best for direct garment printing, I wouldn't say Printful nail it either. So overall edge, I would say Printful versus Print Aura, I would say Printful is the most accurate representation and probably the better quality of the two. Would love to hear your thoughts and let me know what you think as well. Okay, so Okay, so now we're into part two of the video. We're going to be doing a bit of a business review. On the left side of your screen, you'll see a little bit of information I've collected. On the right-hand side, we'll just kind of be live scrolling through each website so you can see for yourself what's going on. So let's get right off the bat. On Printful, they're both doing the same thing. They're manufacturing your shirt. They're fulfilling it, which means you're going to upload your design. They'll print it for you, and they will be shipping it out to your customer. So Printful has over 375 employees. Print Aura has 2 to 10 based on what I was able to find on their LinkedIn. Printful is based in Charlotte, North Carolina, Los Angeles, and they have a location in Europe. And Print Aura is based in New York. I wasn't able to find anything on Print Aura's volume to date, but I know Printful sold over $135 million of product. If we're going by their Shopify app reviews, just for a point of reference, Printful has over 1,600 reviews that are 5 stars, and then Print Aura has 3, which come from about 36 reviews. So just an info point on how many people are actually using the integrations and what they think of the experience so far. Okay, so let's just dig into a quick product cost example. This is this will be for the Bella Canvas 3001 unisex t-shirt. It's a product that's available on both websites. You can see you know, it's 100% cotton, and then some of the colors have like a cotton poly blend. Print, as far as sizes that are offered, Printful goes all the way from small, so 4XL. Print Aura goes down to extra small, but they stop at XL. Printful offers like over 25 colors, it looks like. Print Aura offers 5. Although if you are looking at Printful and you're looking for colors that are stocked in the USA and Europe, which I like to do in case I get international orders, you know, there's some do become unavailable. Not to mention that some of the higher prices or some of the higher, bigger sizes are a little bit higher priced. When you're looking at like the cost of one of these shirts, and you're, let's say you're going to sell a, just a $20 sale. Let's not worry about tax for right now. Printful is going to charge you about $13 plus shipping for that. And Print Aura is going to charge you $15 plus shipping. So, all things equal, you're going to, before you shipping, you're going to take 35% profit from Printful and only 25% from Print Aura. Now, every product has a different price point, but, you know, this is a pretty basic shirt. I think $15 is a pretty high price for Print Aura. So I don't really think that that would be a good product to source from them, especially once you consider shipping as well. Actually, I might be able to go into my orders in Print Aura and find what I actually paid for shipping. Let me find that real quick. Okay, so I paid $5 for shipping with Print Aura, whereas with Printful, I think I actually got free shipping for my sample order. But typically, like a normal sale order in the U.S. is going to be about $2.50 to $3 with the live shipping rates. So actually with Print Aura, if you sold a $20 t-shirt, you wouldn't make any money on the sale, whereas with Printful, you would still be able to do decently well, at least 25%. So as far as product cost goes, on a normal best-selling kind of t-shirt, Printful is definitely the way to go in this case. Just threw together a couple more price points here. You know, a hoodie for each manufacturer is similar. Print Aura might actually be a good place to go for tank tops, although I do know that Printful dropped their tank top prices since I released this video to something closer to $15. For something like a trucker hat, they're comparable. We're really just talking a couple of dollars in either way. So they are comparable on pricing for some of the best-selling products, regardless of where you go. And what that looks like on Printful's site, it's really transparent. You'll see it down here with additional costs that you can bring up for if there's a back print or what have you. And then Print Aura is actually a little bit, you know, Print Aura is a little bit difficult to navigate. It's definitely not as intuitive. If you're looking to go find a product cost, like number one, you can see their site is loading a little bit slower. Still waiting. Okay, now after 5 seconds, I get to it. And then they have all these different manufacturers, and you know, if you were to, you can't really sort by price, and it's not super transparent. But the one that we went with was the Gildan Soft Style. I believe it was the men's 2000, just the basic shirt. So you can see it here. All of them are listed, but the white one is the one that we got for $10.25. But it's just not as really as intuitive of a layout as Printful. I mean, Printful's website is snappy. I think it's cleanly organized. It's quick. So I guess on pricing, they're probably a wash. You might be able to find a product or two on Print Aura that they would do better for you. But overall, Printful looks to be pretty competitive on some of the better selling products. Now, when we look at different categories, you can see on the left that, Printful is doing a lot of different products here, right? They've got everything from t-shirts to skirts to leggings. And maybe a helpful way to think of this, if you look at everything that Printful does there on the left, and then I kind of took some screenshots of what Print Aura can do on the right. Maybe a helpful comparison is that they do a lot of similar products, but one of the only differentiating things is that Print Aura can do pocket print shirts and aprons. So if we're looking here, it looks like their pocket print shirts are actually pretty cool. But Printful has a lot of things that Print Aura can't do. If you're looking for the custom printed leggings, if you're doing back to school for backpacks, I've been looking into socks myself to see what Printful can do there. You know, fashion forward things like crop tops. Print Aura is really not there yet. They don't have a lot of differentiators. And if we look at their products page, it can be a little bit more difficult to navigate than the way Printfuls is laid out, but you can find what you're looking for. And if we look at their blog, I mean, they are adding some new products too, new manufacturers and things. But I think overall in the product selection, the edge definitely goes to Printful. Just overall, overall, it looks like more opportunity there. You know, as far as packaging and branding goes, we went over that in the beginning of the video. Printor, you saw they both came in a white poly bag. The branding on Printful can be a small picture of your logo. I chose to opt out of that. You know, with Printora, you can do a packing slip where it just says a short little message. You are able to do inserts with Printful and Printora. If you go with Printful, you're gonna pay a little bit of a storage fee to have something like a sticker or whatever included in your package. I don't do that. I think it could be a good play if you have a more established brand. Both offer kind of custom labeling if you'd like. Although with Printora, if you want a tagless label, you need to send transfers, which just sounds like a bit of a hassle. Although the hang tag and taking the neck label off, you know, those might be nice things if you're looking to put out a little bit nicer of a branding story. But just like we saw in the design quality, if you agree with me and you think that the design is a little bit higher quality on Printful and you're building a brand around quality, then maybe the ability, you can have a hang tag and take the neck label off, don't really matter as much because you want to focus on quality first. So I think in packaging and branding, the edge goes to Printful. As far as shipping goes, so I've used Printful now to ship to lots of different countries all over the world. And, you know, that's a really big advantage to have in your business is to find a supplier that's going to be able to cover those international orders. You don't want to limit yourself to one market if you don't have to or if that's not your niche. So in looking at Printful, I've only had one package kind of get lost in transit. I don't really think that was their fault. The tracking and information was there, but it just kind of got lost along the way after it had reached an international customs destination. So when I reached out to them, they actually refunded me for it and I was able to take care of the customer. So, you know, both the story here is that both offer international shipping. I think that Printful, I just have experience with them. One thing that's really important about them is that if you are shipping in the EU, they will actually see if they can fulfill that product in their EU facility. So your product might actually get printed in Latvia, which cuts down on the fulfillment cost and the time. You can see here on the left that EU to EU is 5 to 10 business days. Whereas if you were shipping a U.S. printed product to the EU, it would take a lot longer. So that is a nice option to have. It's a little bit lower cost as well. But the cool thing is that both of these offer worldwide fulfillment. You know, as far as shipping cost goes, a lot of numbers on this page, but the long story short is that I've highlighted in green where the rate is more attractive, and I've highlighted in red where the rate is not as attractive. So you can see here the big edge goes to Printful. One thing that's super nice with them is that they actually do these live shipping rates where they will go pull the actual rate that it is to ship. So you're not just paying them $5 if it doesn't actually cost $5, they'll actually pass that savings on to you. So that's actually been a nice way for me to increase my profit lately is to, you know, on my store, I'm saying, you know, my customers are going to have a flat shipping rate of $5 and Printful's only charging me, you know, $2.50. That can be another way you can play with margin as well if you choose to do so for your business. I found that Printful's, you know, as far as shipping goes, their rates are competitive. They'll bundle things together where they can. They're not going to gouge you on pricing. And the live rates are actually really, really helpful, whereas I don't think Printora has that kind of flexibility built in, and they're not passing those savings on to you. So as far as shipping cost goes, Edge goes to Printful. And shipping cost is, in my opinion, a big part of what you're going to take home. I mean, if your product costs $10 and you sell it for $20, you're going to have to factor in tax. And if you're paying a platform fee and if you're paying for shipping and all of those things add up and can really eat up your profit margins. So you've got to go chase it where you can. Right now, Printful definitely has the edge on shipping over Printora. As far as their manufacturing process goes, let's take a look at... Let's see if Printful has any things on their site. Printing facts, maybe. Okay. So both of these companies will do a direct-to-garment printing method with the same kind of printers that Amazon, Merch by Amazon, uses, the Core Neat direct-to-garment printing. Printful, you can also do sublimation prints for the all-over designs, and they're adding more products to that soon. And they also offer screen printing. So for most people in the print-on-demand space, direct-to-garment is what you want to do because it doesn't have a very high setup cost. You can do one order and get it out the door, and it doesn't cost you much more as a seller. With Printful's print area compared to Printora's, it does look like Printora has a bit of a bigger print area on most apparel, if that matters to you. For me, it's not too big of a deal. I found that the print box for this shirt in particular is big enough, and even too wide, you start to get it on the side, which the design can't even really be seen. You want it to be front focus. So both, I think, are acceptable. Another thing that's important is the processing time. So how long is it going to take your manufacturer to actually make the product? Printora says 3 to 5 days. Printful actually gives some data on this. They say about 98% of their orders ship within 5 business days, and half of them ship within 3 business days. And a business day is not the same as a day. Well, a business day is obviously Monday through Friday. So, what I've seen from Printful, I have not had any disappointed customers on the shipping time yet. Printora and Printful, both of those prints arrived within the window that they quoted me. So I think it's a wash here. With Printful, I have been able to get really good updates on the status of each order. I get a nice email when they catch my order, and let's say someone buys something on Etsy and I'm linked up with Printful. They'll send me an email when they're like, hey, we got this order, we're working on it, great, here's your profit. And then as soon as it ships out, they'll actually send an email to either me or the customer, depending on how I set up the integration as well, which is really cool. With Printful, you do have the option to expedite the order if you are paying for the expedited shipping, which you can have a discussion with your customers. And PrintOrder says that they can do that within 2 to 3 days. So both have the option, which can be nice if you have a customer that's super, super aggressive and willing to pay for that extra fee. Printful, you can cancel orders when they're on hold, same as PrintOra. So when you have an order submitted, it will go into this, here's the order we have in our system, but we haven't actually pulled the item and started working on it yet. And with both manufacturers, you have just time to switch that. So as far as the manufacturing process goes as a whole, I think both are similar. I like that both companies own their manufacturing. They're both invested in it. They're not like a T-Launch where they're just aggregating suppliers and then passing it on to you. They're invested, they are the manufacturer, and they're in control, which I think is a good thing in a supplier. As far as customer service goes, Printful, I've had a really good experience with their customer service. I have not had to get on the phone with Printora. Their print came on time. It was as expected. Printora keeps Monday through Friday Eastern times. Printful does this pretty much the same just for Pacific. Their live chat is super helpful, although I've realized that it's only live on their site as an option during like Eastern European business hours, which is where I think most of their website chat support is located out of. So you're not always going to see a Printful live chat button, but their email has been pretty helpful. And I like every time I've had a problem, which is only once or twice, they've taken care of me the way I expected. So I think because Printful takes care of you. As far as a return policy on both these manufacturers, if there is a defect, if the print is bad, if it's the wrong image, whatever, I haven't had that happen. I haven't had any customers tell me that has happened. But if you have that happen to you, both of these manufacturers will replace it for free, or so they claim. Sizing is an important thing to get right too on print on demand. Both of them basically say if the customer screws up the sizing, or if for some reason they order the wrong size, that's not their job to fix. That's you as the seller. Your job is to communicate the sizing right and determine if you want to offer them a new product at your own expense or not. For me, this goes case by case. I've started putting in both the Imperial and the metric sizing chart in all my listings, which Printful generates for you automatically. And what I'm going to start to lean towards, I have had one or two sizing issues. You know, if, for me, if the sizing charts are there in Imperial and Metric, and I've got a good picture of the product, then I'm probably going to just tell you to eat the product. And I can't measure you right before you make the sale. That's, you know, that's just my approach. If obviously if it's a good customer, you have to take it case by case. But for me, just be clear with your pictures and the sizing information. I found that mostly the things with Printful run true to size. So just my two cents on what you should do there. Both have a little bit of insight on their content policy as well. With Printful, you can't do any hateful, illegal, or IP violations for commercial stuff. And you know, the seller should be responsible for the content and own the right to print, use, sell, and distribute. So probably now that I look back on it, I probably shouldn't have put LeBron's face on it, even though it's a non-commercial product, even though it's small, even though it's a test design. Probably something I should stay away from in the future. But well, I got a stack of shirts now, so we're going to go run through them. But in the future, I'll probably look for a different example to be respectful of that policy. And then with PrintAura, it basically says, hey, you're responsible for the content and you own the rights. So both of these manufacturers are saying, hey, you know, we are not taking any rights to your design. It's all you. You're just using our printing service, which is good. That's the way it should be. As far as integrations go, Printful and PrintAura both integrate with some of the biggest ones. I would say the biggest ones that PrintAura is missing is Amazon Seller Central. That's probably the biggest one where most of the traffic difference is. I use Printful for, I've used it for Shopify, I've used it for Etsy, I've used it for WooCommerce, and I've used it for Amazon. My perspective is that the WooCommerce one is working awesome. Etsy one is working fantastic. Shopify worked great. The Amazon one, I have not been able to get to work the way I want it to. It is working at a very basic level, but it's not pushing products to Amazon. And that has been a bit of a challenge to get that to work with their teams. So Printful is not perfect, but they are integrating with the big players, as well as PrintAura. I do not have any experience integrating PrintAura with these manufacturers, but or with these marketplaces. However, you know, in the beginning of the part two, we took a look at what their Shopify app was rated. So I think that could be a good way for you to tell, for better or for worse, what the market is thinking of the integration. And if you just take that one data point, it says that Printful's works the way it should, and that's been my experience as well. You know, we'll glaze over a couple of these finer details about ShipStation and API and the ability to do manual orders. You know, mockup generator for Printful, let's walk through that right now, and we'll kind of compare both of them. When you are doing, let's just do the Bella Canvas 3001. You know, with the mockup generator, Printful's is super, super nice. You can see the colors, they're snappy. You can choose different sizes. We can add text here. We can change the color super quickly and drag it around. So it's pretty much everything a product builder should be. They even added the ability to add some clip art as well. So it's pretty nice, and their mockups are really clean. You can get the mockups on either people in most cases or flat and wrinkled. Whereas with PrintAura, it is a bit tougher with the mockup engine. It feels like their website is kind of stuck in the past. It was a bit, I don't know, scary is not the right word, but it was a bit confusing to do this test design because, well, let's just go through it and we can see here, you can see for yourselves what it looks like and make your own judgment call. But it definitely felt like not as clean as the other ones, or as Printful rather. So this is like your print box. You can put images here and you can upload things. You know, you can have the text functionality, which is fine. It'll let you change fonts, it'll let you change colors, so fairly similar to Printful. It just doesn't feel as modern, but that's okay. It'll get the job done. So that's just their mockup tools. I would say both are fine. Printful's is definitely better. As far as the file library goes, it looks like, you know, with Print Aura, you have a My Images section, you know, which some of mine are down here. I've done a little bit of Spiritware, and then you can see this design test here. And that's okay. You know, it's not anything mind-blowing. It gets the job done. Printfuls is really, really nice. And the only reason I'm not going to go into it is just because all my different brands and designs are on there. I don't really want to go through that right now. But it's really clean. I think it's like Google Drive for print on demand. Very quick with the uploads. It tells you everything about the sizing, and it's just really easy to work with. If you upload a file there, you can actually, like, let's say you have a design that's selling really well on your Etsy integration or one of your stores, and you can easily take that file and move it to a different integration within Printful. You don't have to like re-upload it, which is really nice. I think overall the experience with Printful's website, I think, is best in class for me with print on demand sites. It's clear. The mockups are great. It's crisp. It's fast. Whereas Print Aura kind of feels like it might be stuck a couple years behind, and hopefully they can improve that experience. Just to wrap things up with a bit of a bonus round, you know, both of them have a blog where you can get some different information and articles about print on demand. Like when I, you know, again, when I look at Printful's blog, I see, you know, e-commerce platform guide, beginner's handbook, success stories, marketing tips, like actually pretty good stuff in here. Product customization is huge. Excuse me. I haven't even read this yet, but it's definitely one I'll take a look at. I really liked their 10 best WooCommerce plugins as I just started my YouTube influencer store with WooCommerce. I'm excited about their sublimation printing they're offering. Like, their blog posts are thoughtful and in-depth, and you can actually learn from them. You know, whereas Printora is good. They're mostly using it as a platform to show off new products and maybe talk about some price drops and things of that nature. They post frequently for sure, but I get more value out of the Printful blog, and I do read it. So, you know, both have content, which is great. As far as warehousing and fulfillment goes, you know, I can't speak to this too much on the Print Aura side. I'm actually not sure if they offer warehousing or not. You know, warehousing being, hey, you've got a product that you just want to store there, and you just want Printful to be your shipping partner, and you don't want to ship things out of your house. You know, Printful can do that, and they've got a pretty extensive business set up around it, and they can do the international fulfillment too with their warehouse in Latvia. So that is actually really nice if you're thinking about selling physical products, if you are in the FBA game, if you're selling your own physical products and you don't want to do it out of your house anymore, maybe the warehousing is an option for you. So just a note in there that Printful does offer that. As far as design services, I did not see any designers on staff that can kind of help you with your designs for Print Aura. Although I'm sure if you reached out to support, they might have some help there. Whereas Printful has an entire section of their site that designers, and you know, we can issue you a design quote, and we can really help you make this thing right. So Printful takes care of you from a design services point of view. Their app is on iOS. It looks to be recently launched, has good ratings. I love getting sample orders from Printful. I did not see like a sample order discount on Print Aura, but I was able to get 3 orders a month for free, or I'm sorry, with free shipping and a big discount. So you can actually get some sweet stuff for yourself if you want to test out. Like, I mean, this shirt was free shipping and it was 20% off. So it was actually just like $7 or something like that, which is pretty great. So that's a really nice thing with Printful. And as far as sales tax, that's an area that's a bit out of my expertise. There's a lot of things changing with how e-commerce sales tax is collected right now. Printful will charge you the sales tax on items shipped to California and North Carolina because they have what's called Nexus there, meaning they have manufacturing and or warehousing there. And then they do charge you value-added tax for things going to the EU. as far as print aura goes, they'll be charging you sales tax on orders shipped to New York unless you get a resale certificate. I haven't looked into that yet, but for higher volume sellers, certainly might be worthwhile. So overall, to summarize, we looked at print quality, we looked at the business side of things, we looked at costs. For me, I really don't see too many advantages of using print aura unless they come out with some killer product, unless they come out with like gold foil printing on shirts that's super cheap. It really, for me, it looks like, Printful stands out as the better option. Both do really good things, but at the end of the day, I would love to hear a compelling reason that someone would want to choose Print Aura over Printful and change my mind. So for this matchup, Print Aura versus Printful, Printful takes it home on both quality, general pricing, ease of use, customer service, and pretty much the whole experience is going to be a little bit easier for you with Printful, in my opinion. So please send me some feedback. This is the first video in series. I've got a lot more to do, as you saw from the different items. We're going to be bumping up the video quality, the sound quality, and the structure. So I'd love to hear your feedback and iterate these as we go. Thanks so much for watching, and please leave me a comment below if there's anything you'd like to see in the next video or something you'd like to see me do differently. Thanks, and catch you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to the Merch Lifestyle Podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave us an honest review wherever you find your content. As always, you can find us online at merchlifestyle.com.